The other hard-hit country is Sri Lanka. Officials say almost 19,000 people died when the tsunami hit the eastern shore there. Ted Chabon is with UNICEF in the capital, Colombo. Ted Chabon, what's the biggest problem you're coping with in Sri Lanka right now?
Well, the most immediate needs are, firstly, to dispose of the bodies in a way that respects the religious tradition of the different communities, but at the same time make sure that there is not a sanitation and a hygiene problem. Also, getting basic supplies of shelter, water, food to the 700,000 Sri Lankans that have been displaced by this natural disaster until such time that the threat is definitely over and they can go back and pick up the pieces of their lives.
But 700,000, that's a mammoth relief effort. How are you going to be able to get supplies into those areas that need them the most?
There definitely is a big logistical challenge in front of the country. Basically, the international community will be focusing on using the government agent structure at district level, getting resources to different districts, and from there distributing to individual relief centers and displaced person centers.
Are there particular problems in Sri Lanka that aggravate disaster relief? I'm thinking about, you know, the long-running civil war that's been that's on hold at the moment, but there's also a lot of landmines in the country. Does that make it much harder to carry out a relief effort of this magnitude?
It does. It does increase the challenge. There is a problem specifically with landmines, many of which have been washed away from the demarcated fields where they were. And the way we were responding to this is essentially by increasing awareness of this risk. And at the same time, this represents an opportunity for the government of Sri Lanka and the Liberation's Tiger of Tamil Eelam to cooperate, to put aside their political differences and to cooperate on meeting the needs of the population.
Have you any indication that the water has pretty much receded at this point and now it's a recovery effort? In terms of health and other issues, or is there still a problem with flooding?
There are still warnings. People have been told to stay away from the coast. For UNICEF, the focus is very much on children's needs. Children experience a profound sense of loss and instability when these events happen, not only because they may have lost family members, but because whatever structures give them a sense of normalcy are no longer there in the way they know them. So we will be very much focusing on getting children very quickly back into a sense of community, a sense of family, getting children back to school, providing psychosocial support to children so that they can quickly resume a sense that there is a life they can have after this natural disaster, which in many cases has taken away everything they've known.
Ted Chabon is with UNICEF in the Sri Lankan capital of Colombo. Mr. Chabon, thanks very much.
Thank you.